No city sends off its music royalty like New Orleans. Last night, the city bid farewell to native son and rock and roll architect Fats Domino, who died last week. NPR's Debbie Elliott was there for the rollicking procession known as a second line.
Anybody hear my voice? Make some noise for Fats Domino!
Traffic came to a standstill as hundreds filled the streets to celebrate the life and music of Antoine Domino Jr., whose boogie-style rhythm and blues piano was famous around the world. But here...
he meant the world to me.
Marva Dominic is perched on her walker, watching the parade stroll by.
I am 72, and I've been knowing Fat since I've been a little bitty girl.
Her uncle played guitar in Fat's band. Dominic is here with her daughter, Delvon Green, who says they wanted to pay tribute in the traditional way, not to mourn, but to express joy for his life.
This is simply natural in New Orleans. This is how we do it in New Orleans. Rest in peace, Fats.
Rest in peace, Fats. Marva's still hanging on. Do you hear the band?
The brass band marches by with throngs following behind, the second line. Women twirl feathered umbrellas, pumping them up and down with the beat. Friends Suzanne Daly and Suzanne Johansson share memories of seeing Fats Domino in concert.
He was just a likable guy. He never fell into all the pitfalls that some musicians fall into.
No, he didn't, you know.
He was a good man.
He didn't. He was like an ambassador for the city, I guess you could say.
And changed music forever, says Johansson.
He was the beginning of rock and roll, the sunrise of rock and roll. The Beatles even said, without Fats, there would be no rock and roll.
The procession ends in the Ninth Ward at Fats Domino's house, once flooded by Hurricane Katrina. Other local music legends gather on the front porch. Among them, Dr. John, Charmaine Neville, and Troy Andrews, better known as Trombone Shorty.
I'm not sure where New Orleans music would be. Him and Louis Armstrong are the real pioneers of our music and gave people like myself, the Neville brothers and people like that, a platform to be able to continue to keep the legacy going. So without him, we wouldn't really be here, you know, musically.
Only Elvis had more hit records than Fats Domino during his heyday in the 50s and 60s, and everybody here has a favorite.
I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm walking, my favorite song.
Corey Lewis says then and now, Fats Domino brought people together.
We need this right now. What's going on in this world? This is a great atmosphere out here right now. It's awesome.
He points to the diverse crowd dancing down the street, different races, income levels, and certainly politics, but all rubbing elbows and swinging hips in tribute to Fats Domino. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
When I get through walking these blues, when I get back to New Orleans.